How are you today?
All right, just trying to get those. I started scanning all those things in for the grant so that I can get them attached in Tyler when I get them set up.
I got two more today.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I got two more. I got, let's see, Art Mitchell. They got three more today. Art Mitchell and then Fisher's Peak Lodging. I think that's the Holiday Inn.
Oh.
And then the Coffee Can and Bomb Pizza.
Is that the one that's up on Country Club Drive?
Yeah. So I got three of them today.
Well, good. There's work still getting around then, huh?
Yeah, I got three of them today. So I'll add those and then do you want me to scan them to you once I get them all? Yeah,
that'll be fine.
Okay.
Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Hey, Paul, I bet you your desk looks like ours. All of our papers like crinkled up and all shriveled from the fogging.
Oh, no.
Bill, is yours like that?
I'm here at the house.
Yeah, look, do you see how this is how all the paper around my office looks?
Well, that's some sterile paper.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and all I do have my apples that were on my desk because I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you had
all the papers on the signature desk are all.
I'm like the underfunded. Probably so. I'm going to have to go.
Probably.
I'll go have to reprint that. And as long as the judge's signature one is good.
Yeah, the desk was full.
Yeah, it was full.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Kim's going to join us a little late. We'll go ahead and get started. The one thing that I didn't have via my email is, and I know I'm preaching to the choir, I wish I could get everybody else on here, is that if you're sick, stay home. Don't come to work. Please don't come to me. Otherwise, I don't have anything else on the agenda, so we'll go through the board's meeting agenda. Presentation, Colorado Neighbor Coalition's Michelle Gardner on the redistricting. Let me admit that person. And then we go to new business. Consideration of the OBCC, that'll be clerk. Consideration of second quarter public trustee report, Donna. Baca Construction. I didn't even look. Are those resolutions done?
I did get them and I got them back from Pam. So they're both, okay. She helped me with the land use regulation one because I wasn't quite sure how to put that one together. And then David, she said she just had to make a few minor edits. So they're both done.
Okay, good. Thank you. And then the change order, the Dalton Electric's need another extension. They keep saying that the courts are shutting them down. We gave them a 2-week extension at the end of last month. I was supposed to go through the 14th. And when I spoke to them, either on the 13th or the 14th, they stated that they needed another extension. The courts keep shutting them down because they're trying to trench that power line into the floor outlets for the DA. And I know it makes a lot of racket. I'm sure you folks have all heard it when they're doing that work. Bills and payroll, that'd be Christy. Executive session, Spanish Peaks, Purgatory River, Conservation District, IGA, that's for weed spraying.
You guys CCI. Didn't put the financials on there? I got just information.
He might be looking at an old one, but yes, okay. I did put it.
Okay, because I have financials for September.
I'll recheck just to make sure, but it should be there.
Yeah, it's September. Okay, and if not, it's just information.
Yeah.
And we could do it next time if so. Okay.
I have it as information only, but I'll recheck it.
I just didn't give them financials for August because I was so busy with budget. So I just wanted to make sure they saw financials this time.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, that's fine. And then CCI, some information from them. DHS, same thing from them. And then Scenic Highway of Legends, MOU. Pam had asked me to move her from new business consideration down to executive session. So otherwise than that is it. Hopefully it won't be too long of a meeting. Okay, Polly, you're up first.
My main project this week is going to be getting all the new vendors from the grant applications scanned in to Tyler and create new, that process. That's going to be my main focus this week.
Okay.
And when Christy, we do the payment, Christy and I talked about it, we're going to do it as a one special packet just for that.
So I was hoping that we could maybe Friday, me, you, and Kim go through all the things, and then Paula can cut the checks the following week just as a special packet, because I've had people email asking me when. I think they've been waiting for so long, they just need the money. So Friday sometime, can me, you, and Kim sit and go through all of them? Because right now we have 43, because I just received 3 this morning, and we had 40 on Friday.
Yeah, I've got a meeting at 10 Friday, but otherwise than that, I'm open. I'm
available anytime on Friday. I don't know about Kim.
I'm good
for Friday. Good? Okay.
Yep.
Set up a time, Christy, Friday afternoon sometime.
Oh, we have a meeting with Michael for the ADI Kim Act, and I think he changed it to 10 o'clock. So best the afternoon.
Okay.
And then we'll just go through them.
What time on Friday?
Anytime is fine. Anytime after, I'd say 1.
Let's do 1 o'clock.
Okay. Do you want to send it out, Phil? Put it on our calendar? It's just us 3, but okay.
Could we do 1:30? Because I go to lunch from 12 to 1, and then you'll be waiting on me to get back.
Okay.
1:30 is fine.
1:30 is fine.
Sorry, I like to take my lunch. I know you all don't, but I do.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
Okay. Christy, anything else? Or Paula, excuse me.
Oh.
That's it. Christy?
Nope. I'm going to overnight the underfunded today because we need Luis to sign it though, right? Because Luis doesn't come in on Monday, so does he?
No, but I can run it up to his liquor store if I have to.
Okay. Well, if I'm going to go to the post office, I can do that as well too.
All right.
Yeah.
However you want to do it.
I'm just waiting for Weston to send me the documentation, all the estimates on the cost.
Okay.
Okay. And if it doesn't happen today, I guess I could do it tomorrow too.
Okay. On the costs?
Yeah, because that's what I'm waiting for because I need to have documentation to be sent with this to show this is what it's going to cost. That's what Weston's been waiting for, to get the estimates on the for the HVAC.
So the $3.4 million or whatever it was,
it changed to $3.7 million.
Okay. I'll give him a call too and tell him we need to immediately.
And then I sent you an email about, you know, he's the only one that wanted the shelf. So maybe he wanted me to sell it to him for like $20, $30.
I'll probably have to put it back up for auction because nobody bid on it.
But I don't think, because you know how he is, but we know he wants it. So let's just say he bought it. Because he was nice enough to do the signs for us.
That was real nice.
I can send him a text message to say, hey, listen, if you want the shelf, give us $20 and you have to pick it up this week. Give us $30.
However you want to do it, that's fine with me.
I'll take care of that.
All right.
Other than that, I have nothing else. So in the mornings, I'm gonna start temperaturing myself because, you know, I'm saying since nobody I'm saying does it, just because I kind of like, you know, just don't do it, but. And then I'm going to clean my desk, my office, if you guys come in. So don't take it personal. Because I'm worried if I get it, I don't want to give it to you guys. So I'm just going to kind of be a little bit more aware of the way I do things now, because I think I've gotten maybe lax. I'm not watching stuff like that.
No, and everybody needs to screen every day, every morning.
See, I think I've gotten really lax to where I'm not. And we just need to be aware.
All right.
Okay.
Ray?
Don't have too much going on. I got 3 meetings coming up this week and next week with CDVA. There are Zoom meetings, new stuff that's coming out, and I guess they're coming out with a new exam I got to do, the whole CDVA. And also, I need to get with you on a time frame. I have these 2 plaques for appreciation for people that been helping a lot. Sometime down the line, I guess we can come up with a date or something to try and get these presented to them.
Okay. Because after tomorrow's meeting, our next meeting to be election day, and I'm not sure that would be a good day to do the presentations. That might work out okay, though. But yeah.
Our meeting on the one after, what is it, the 17th or whatever that next one is in November? We're tentatively have a public hearing on that day, so we'll have it open to the public anyway. It's a liquor or a tavern license, something Pam's working on. So no. Maybe include it on that one since it's public anyway.
That'll work. Good. That'll work.
Good idea.
And I can get with them and make sure they'll be available.
Give okay.
them a heads up. So, and that's all I have.
Okay. Kim?
I don't really have anything. I'm getting with Kenny to see if we were supposed to have an interview. I'm going to try to continue to do it. It was going to be over the phone anyway, this morning at 10 for maintenance for another COVID cleaner. We're down to one cleaner. I thought Corey was going to be able to clean today, but we only have one screener and everybody's here for voting, so I kept her up at the front helping run the voters up. But we do have Alfred who's coming in. He comes in 11 to 7:30, so we should be okay clean wise since we just done the deep cleaning yesterday. And so that's what we've been doing is COVID cleaning or COVID catastrophe, I'm calling it because I'm over it. But that's all I have. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. And Kim brings up a good point too. If need be, you may end up having to dump your own trash and do some other minor maintenance stuff since maintenance staff is pretty much quarantined. All right, Brandy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's see. So I just have my regular duties. On Friday, October 30th, the First National Bank will be putting on their safe trick or treat reverse parade here at the fairgrounds. And then also just from today to November 3rd, I have the hall booked up for the backup location for the elections. And that's about it.
I have a question, and I don't know if it's for Phil or Brandy. I thought we opened the fairgrounds when we had the fair. Why are the gates still locked? And I've had some people ask me that question.
I have had that as well, Kim.
I think anytime somebody wants to rent any facilities at the fairgrounds, they need to go through the health department and get a plan as to how they're going to mitigate any kind of potential COVID. So my thinking was that we keep it locked. It's open for rentals, but there's a process. I don't think we talked about just having the gates open, but maybe I'm mistaken.
I just assumed
because when we said we opened for the fair, we're opening the place and then we're now it's closed. And so we've had people wondering why they can't go play on the playgrounds or the Kaboom equipment.
Or just walk.
Yeah.
And I think the reason why is because of anybody uses it needs to have some type of plan together. And I thought that's what we had.
I'm in agreement with that, but at least I have an answer now. So thanks.
Also too, Lori and Kim Peters, I think are, they hate having to like get out and open the gate.
I do too.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff in life that's inconvenient.
I just wanted to tell you that I'm saying they just understand why, because they came and they asked me that as well too.
Yeah, so. We have that green gate opened here by the armory for all the employees, the sheriff's department, DHS, Road and Bridge. We've notified everybody, and Kim and Lori go through it too. They're not the main gates, but it's the green gate here by the garage that the employees have been going in and out of.
The gates are gray.
Well, gray, Kenny. you're there.
Yeah, it says Lisi will be responsible for complying with state, local public health orders, including recommendations regarding social distancing, signage requirements, cleaning, disinfecting. So my fear is that if we just left it wide open, as you guys are kind of alluding to, people's going to be in and out.
I don't want it wide open. I just wanted an answer. Right. I like it closed.
That's the answer, that if they want to rent the facility, that's fine. They just need to go through our fairgrounds policy and adhere to it, including getting a plan from the health department. I mean, all right. Well, I guess the last voice, and I know whose phone number that is, that's Kenny's.
Joe, I have a question. So now that you brought that up, so if elections is used in the hall, which I guess I just assumed it was Los Animas County, they would have had to get a plan from the health department also, right? Or correct. No?
Yeah, they need to get one. I mean, what are they using it for? Because everything's
it's just a backup. It's a backup in case we shut down.
Oh, I thought it's all mail-in ballot.
No, we have people lined up out here in front waiting to go vote because some people have to do it in person. And so there's a bunch of people waiting right now.
I didn't realize that. I thought it was mandatory mail-in. Okay, I misunderstood. I didn't know if there was an option. Okay.
But we set up at they had to have a backup plan, a contingent and so that's what that is. Hopefully we don't need it. But if we would have had to shut down the courthouse because of our COVID situation, they would have had to move over there today.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
So even though that would have taken place in the clerk's office, they're just transferring over here. So
right. I don't think they would have needed a business plan.
Okay. I didn't.
They're us. They're part of us. And so I don't think they would have.
Okay.
Although they would have to social distance and screen and everything else like we're doing over here, correct?
Correct. And we should have signage out there that talks about wearing a mask all the time. And I haven't been out there, so I don't know what kind of signage. If we need to order some or get some out there, we can. Anybody that rents it.
Brandy, would you check on that if you're out there?
Yeah, I know we don't have any. I think in that original plan, it showed that they would be responsible. The lessee would be responsible to put that up. That was in the indoor-outdoor plan. But we could put our own. I could go over there and put some up if I need to.
I think that'd be a good idea.
Okay, yeah, I'll put some up at the park and at the hall.
Okay.
That would work. Okay.
Kenny?
Just quarantine at home. I'll have my phone on me whenever someone needs me. And like Albert, I could talk to him through what needs to be done.
Okay. Anything else?
I also told him to wear a mask at all times, even in the office, if you guys don't mind. And, you know, it's like part of where we do our time sheets in my office, stuff like that, just so we're not breathing on the table or anything and everybody touches it and stuff.
Yeah, I agree. Masks, when you're outside your offices, need to be on.
Yeah,
as I mentioned earlier, if I think his name's Alfred, is that correct, Kenny? If he can't keep up with the trash, you know, don't be beyond grabbing your own trash and taking it out to the dumpster. I guess it's outside of Kenny's office somewhere in the courtyard, or I can swing by, holler at me, and I can swing by and pick up your guys' trash and take it out there. I won't have an issue with it. Otherwise,
okay. And then what about the? Sorry.
No, go ahead.
What about when they're everybody's taking their lunch? You know what I mean? Because we have three guys that take their lunch at the same time, and they sit in the office.
They shouldn't be sitting in the office more than 6 feet apart.
Yeah, they need to practice the social distancing. They need to keep spread out.
Okay.
So I don't have an issue going in
there. Go eat in their car.
Well, or hell, eat in the hallway. There's plenty of room in the hallways to eat.
Okay. All righty then. I'll let them know.
Someone could come into my back table back here if they want to sit and at a table and eat. They're welcome to come back here and eat and then clean it up after. I don't mind that.
Okay.
Okay. And also with trash, I'm just going to put it outside in the front of my door at the end of the day. If it gets too big, I could probably go all week with it. But if it gets too big, I'm going to put it out in the front. Okay.
That's fine.
Okay. I would, that'd be an idea. I mean, if we could get, if someone could send a memo to the whole courthouse to let them know that if they could put the trash out in the hallway instead of us going in. I don't know what your thoughts are.
No, I'm okay with it. And that's to at least November 2nd, correct? Yeah. All right. If there's nothing else, then I'll call this meeting to a close. Thanks, everyone.
Bill, are you going to send that about the trash or?
You've got the entire list. Kim, if you don't mind, would you do that, please?
Okay, I will.
Thank you.
Thank you.